Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
It'll never be over until the final whistle blows, and we will continue to fight. And as we've seen before in the past, over many years, there can always be things that happen and twists that take place in the remaining game. So for us, we just have to keep working to the very end and see where it takes us.
So Liverpool's top four charge collapsed, but a high energy finish to the campaign is still a must. Just one win in the last five Premier League games has left the Reds feeling flat, but the focus must be on finishing the season strongly in order to pick up in the right frame of mind come August. Teams are out there. There's a slight drizzle falling across Anfield, and here's how the sides will line up. Liverpool bring back Steven Gerrard and Ricky Lambert into the starting 11. Simon Mignolet takes the goal. The defence of Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Dejan Lovren. It's a three at the back again. Raheem Sterling will most likely start as the right wing back. Glenn Johnson on the left hand side. Steven Gerrard and Jordan Henderson in the centre. It's Gerrard's penultimate Anfield experience. Adam Lallana, Philip Coutinho and Ricky Lambert complete the 11. Lots of hugging between the red shirts at the moment, and the mascots are running back to the centre circle. We've got QPR to our left hand side in the blue and white hoops, Liverpool to our right in all red, and our referee this afternoon is Martin Atkinson. The subs for Liverpool: Danny Ward, Kolo Touré, Alberto Moreno, Lucas, Joe Allen, Jordan Ibe and Lazar Markovic. Queen's Park Rangers, just one change from their goalless draw last weekend. And Rob Green is in goal. Neda Manua, Richard Dunn, Stephen Corker and Clint Hill are the back four. Matt Phillips, Sandro, Joey Barton and Carl Henry, the midfield at the moment. Joey Barton shaking hands with his boyhood mate, Steven Gerrard. And then up front, Leroy Fer and Charlie Austin. So the one change they made is Zamora dropping to the bench and Leroy Fer brought into the side. On the bench, Sean Wright Phillips, Alex McCarthy, there's Suk Young, Nico Kranjčar, Junior Hoylett, Bobby Zamora and Rhys Grigo Cox. John Aldridge is alongside me. Four games to go, and we need to finish the season in something of the right frame of mind.
What are we talking about? Back three, back four. He's playing the
four,
back
four. He's Johnson is left back.
Emre Can right back, which does well on the right side of a back three, but certainly he's playing him and Glenn Johnson, playing Lallana left wing, Sterling right wing, and Jordan Henderson, Steve Gerrard, Coutinho in behind Lallana. Now, what we were saying before, we need Lambert. Sorry, Lambert to get hold of the ball and people to go get him behind him and stretch the defence.
Matt Phillips wins the ball easily off Glenn Johnson, forces a corner within the first minute of the game on the right-hand side of the Kop end. So Liverpool shooting towards the Anfield Road end. Steven Gerrard just trying to G everyone up, clapping the hands inside his six-yard box. It's a cold, wet day here at Anfield, and it's QPR who present themselves with the first opportunity. Oh, awful corner, right across the line.
No.
Some claiming it had gone over the line.
It's got a flag up for some reason.
I think the ball had actually gone out over the dead ball line before it actually found its way into the box and then rolled into the back of Mignolet's net.
But I tell you what, the defending there, there's no one on the front post whatsoever. And that, we've got away with one there.
Should that be a goal, John?
It's gone out of play, but that's as bad of a goal you could concede. I'll tell you what, look, that was
other
ridiculous.
End, Sterling picking up the gears, getting to the edge of the box. There's four or five QPR shirts there. Gerrard hooks the ball to Coutinho, who takes a shot, and it rebounds off the man in front of him, Neda Manua.
Sterling's hurt there. That was a crunching tackle, Steve. It really was.
Stayed down just outside the QPR penalty area.
He's up now, but it was a full-blown tackle, wasn't it? Got the ball and got the... Johnson
started off. He's not having a good start to the game, is he?
I'll tell you what, there's 1 minute, 40 seconds gone, and Glenn Johnson, who gave the corner away, didn't mark the front post and just put the ball out of play. He's not out the traps at the moment.
The game.
Now, that's not a convincing clearance by Skrtel. Drops near the edge of the box. Gerrard in the right place just to knock a header away. Carl Henry first to it, rolls it back to Clint Hill on the halfway line. Well done, now Coutinho. Joey Barton under pressure from Coutinho. Well. He's given Henderson a chance to rob it. Rob it, he does, and break in towards the QPR half.
Fast, Dick.
Plays it left side to Lallana. Back in towards it's Henderson. Tees it for Gerrard. Oh, he scrapes a shot wide left of Rob Green's goal. Well, first time we've really seen anything from Liverpool, and 12 minutes gone in the game.
Yeah, well, it's great closing down by first Sterling and then Henderson to get the ball, rob the ball off Joey Barton, and we got players forward, worked it well. Lallana to Coutinho, fed Steve Gerrard through Henderson and just dragged his shot, snatched it a little bit, Stevie, didn't it? Dragged it wide.
Well, that's weak from Joey Barton. He's handed it to Ricky Lambert, who's on the edge of the box, takes a shot himself, goes for goal, right down the centre, saved by Rob Green. And Ricky Lambert close to finding that elusive first Anfield goal.
Yeah, Coutinho not happy. He thought he should have fed him in. It's a terrible, silly ball. And he gets on his right foot, Lambert. Good power in it. Unfortunately, it was straight down the goalkeeper's neck. Go on.
Sterling watches this ball bounce towards him. He's taken it forward, rolled it for Lambert, who comes inside his man, Clint Hill, across the box for Coutinho!
Yeah! Beauty!
He's at it again!
Beauty!
The little man with the superb touch. And that looks so easy from Philip Coutinho. Bit of space, kept a cool head, and fired the right foot gun. And he finds the top right corner of the net. Liverpool lead QPR by goal to nil. It's Coutinho.
It was, but full credit to Lambert. You know, it was a great break by Liverpool. Sterling to Lambert. And Ricky held his nerve. Instead of shooting, he's seen Coutinho pull off to the back post. And he's took it, one touch. And it's very similar to the Sterling goal against Newcastle United in the same manner. He used the man as like the wall with the goalkeeper. He's bent it around the man into the top corner. It's a fabulous goal. Really was. One that we don't deserve, I have to say, but we'll take it.
Here's Lallana from distance, left-footed over the top of the crossbar. Glenn Johnson. Face up to Phillips. Gets the ball past him to Lallana. Nice. Lallana finds the ball in between Barton and Anua. It's given space for Coutinho to run forward. Him to Ricky Lambert, scuffed away by Corker.
It's not a bad ball,
Liverpool
Steve.
Play it forward again through Lallana to the right wing. Oh, Sterling with a ball into the box. Handball shouts. Referee won't even consider twice. Linesman over there doesn't take a look again either.
I think it was on ball. And to be fair, it was an awful cross by Sterling. We keep on talking about the final ball.
Three for QPR against four of Liverpool. They found space on the left side with Carl Henry. Charlie Austin's in the box. Henry lines up across. Oh, and thankfully, zero ability to find a man there.
I actually think that's brushed off Clint Hill's arm, you know. Henderson's having a right pop at the referee. He wasn't far away, I have to say. It was an awful cross by Sterling, I have to say. Yeah, it's a penalty. He's got his arm out and it's flicked off his arm, so there's intent there. He's got away with that, Clint.
It's Emre Can flying in with a challenge, but Queen's Park Rangers retain it. Fur to Austin, edge of the box, turns to shoot, takes it himself, right-footed. He's hit it just a little bit high as Charlie Austin. He scored 45% of Queen's Park Rangers' goals this season.
Brilliant.
As Charlie Austin.
Yeah, he's had a great season for him. He's limping a bit at the moment. I think he's been caught by Lovren before. But certainly, you know, you can't knock his efforts. That wasn't a good effort by any means. But certainly what he's done, he's the only one that's given him a bit of hope this season.
You have to say the past 20, 25 minutes, dominant Liverpool have been. Oh, here comes foul. Chan, racing his way towards the edge of the box. Yeah. Joey Barton has fouled him.
Well,
23 yards out from goal.
No, we're talking about the consistency. He's got a boot, you know, he don't like saying it, but Joey's got to be booked there. What Steve Gerrard booked for exactly the same thing. He's got the wrong side of him. Joey knows what he's doing. He's took him out in the eye. And he said, hey, referee's done nothing about it. I don't want to see Joey sent off or boot, but, you know, don't boot Steve Gerrard if you're not going to boot a similar, you know, sort of tattle from an opponent.
Free kick for Liverpool. Stephen Gerrard's.
Yeah, Steve will take this, I'm sure, Steve. It's 23 yards out, 24 yards out. It's right to central. It's Steve Gerrard area. This definitely, yeah.
Gerrard looks at the wall. Rob Green on his tiptoes at the moment.
You wouldn't bet against it.
Short run up. Gerrard right footed. Going for.
Oh,
that's
great,
a great save. Top save. Down to his left hand side goes Rob Green. Just scrapes it out. Keeps Gerrard's free kick at bay.
Look at Steve's face. He was gutted. He thought that was in all the way. It's a super save.
So Queen's Park Rangers trying to defend in numbers. They've just left Charlie Austin up. Liverpool take the corner right through the box, and again Gerrard arrived. Well, couldn't find the touch.
I thought
the referee had blown up anyway.
I thought Lovren should have dived, Steve. It's a good corner. It's whipped in really well by Henderson, and Lovren's got the run on the defender, but he didn't dive. He didn't want it enough. See, dive for the ball, you know.
And Queen's Park Rangers out to Carl Henry on the left side. Sandro again to Henry. Smashes one high up to Fur. Might drop to Charlie Austin. Edge of the box. His first touch let him down. Gave Liverpool a chance to clear. And it ends up with the referee blowing his whistle and Liverpool beating Queen's Park Rangers by a goal to nil at the break. Your thoughts, John Aldridge?
I think the QPR manager will be delighted that they've gone in only 1-0 down. Not that we played really well. They just look like the bear for the taking, Steve. And eating about us, you know. We've caused one or two problems, but not enough. Again, the reason we've only 1-0 ahead is because of the lack of final ball. The lack of quality in a final ball has not been good, you know. Raheem, he's working his socks off, but he gets in them areas, and you've got to miss the first man out all the time. And against West Brom, we struggle big time. And it's not rocket science. Just miss the first man and see who's coming in, making the late run. You can pick him out, all well and good. But if I'm going to be critical, it's the final ball. We can play better, but we've played good enough to win the first half, and if you can up the tempo and get the final ball right, there's no reason why you can't win this game, you know, handsomely.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.
Warm welcome back to Anfield. Just a minute past 4 o'clock. We're a touch away from starting the second half. The QPR team just arriving onto the field. Liverpool ready to get going. No changes in that Liverpool 11. Philippe Coutinho with the decisive goals so far, and Liverpool look like this. Simon Mignolet in goal. Two centre-halves, Dejan Lovren and Martin Skrtel. Glenn Johnson left back, right-hand side of the defence, Emre Can. You've got Raheem Sterling starting out on the right wing, Henderson and Gerrard in the centre. Coutinho, Lallana and Lambert complete the 11. And Queen's Park Rangers, last of their players coming out. In fact, they're making a change at the break. And they're bringing on Suk Young, or Yun, as it says on his back. So Corker is the change, and now I think just the instructions from this near sideline from Chris Ramsey saying three. So it looks like they're going to have three at the back and try and throw men a little bit forward. Jones starting on the left hand side, and the defence now has Clint Hill at the heart of it, Anua and Don. Corker, the man who's been taken off. Fur gets the side of Johnson he wanted to be, but the linesman over there signals he feels that was a free kick.
Elbow. He's saying he's a flailing elbow, didn't he?
Shake of the hands between
nice soup,
the two
Steve,
of them.
Nice soup, Steve,
wasn't it? I don't know. You didn't bring me any.
I thought you'd been down. I got some, though. Oh, unlucky.
I've been working with you 10 years. You don't realise I don't get down there. As long as you're warm, John. It's a ball back by Dunn towards his keeper. I say a ball back. He absolutely smashed it at him from the edge of the penalty area. And Green, who can laugh about it now, volleyed it in towards the cop end.
He won't be laughing if he scored off it, because it was not good, was it?
Oh, short well corner. Sterling to Henderson. Henderson chips the ball into the box. Headed away by Anua. Drops down to Gerrard. Nearly finds Coutinho.
No.
Now I'll end up with Skrtel, who's shooting from distance.
No.
Then Lovren, who tried to ply one in from the left edge of the box. But he's got under the ball, it's landed on the top of the netting.
I didn't fancy scale there from 25 yards, and you couldn't get rid of this QPR, could you? That was a strange back pass by Dunn, wasn't it? Nice ball by Lambert.
Now here's Henderson, takes it through the legs of Lambert. Barton. Ends up with Sterling in the centre. Him to Coutinho.
Go on, finish it off.
Lallana left footed.
Oh,
he shoots wide on the left hand side of the goal.
It's a bad miss. He knows as well. It's good closing down by Henderson and Sterling, Coutinho. And Coutinho sets him free. Oh, he's fluffed his lines big time. He's seen the QPR defender sliding in. Well, take it on and you get a penalty. And it's an across the face of the goal. It's an awful effort. Really poor effort. Nice ball by Khan.
Him to Henderson. Henderson on the right wing.
That's a nice
curves
ball,
one right. In. Nice. Far post.
Oh! It's an absolute open goal sitter. Call it what you want. I can't believe Sterling's missed it.
Well, take Lallana's miss 5 minutes ago and then add some more onto it. This was an opportunity that Raheem Sterling simply shouldn't be missing. Left-footed, you're talking 5 yards from goal. He's on the left side of the penalty area on his own.
Oh, Steve.
He's just not kept his head.
He won't be able to sleep tonight. He missed one similar to that against Newcastle. Very, very similar to that, only that was easier. It's an absolute open goal sitter. Oh, he'll be thinking about that for some time. He needs a goal now as soon as possible. That's something that he'll dwell on now.
Passing under pressure from Lallana. Scrapes it away from him. Gets it wide to his right for Anua. Anua, again, pressurised by two Liverpool players. And one off him, Coutinho and Lallana. Lallana rolls it forward to Ricky Lambert. Lambert tries to take it into the penalty area. Gets a shot away. Left-footed and saved on his near post by Rob Green.
That's great closing down from Liverpool. But, you know, we should have done a bit better. It's a good opportunity.
It's Skirtle coming across his own penalty area, chased by Charlie Austin.
Stupid play from us.
Well, ball up to
really
Coutinho,
who
lost it in a dangerous area. Queen's Park Rangers attacking. Here's Carl Henry, just outside the Liverpool box. Finds Sandro from distance, hits a shot, comes back towards Phillips. He strikes it goalwards.
Well,
never had power on it and caught by Mignolet.
You could see that, though. We were playing the ball tentatively, you know, from the back into the midfield, back to the back four, and they close us down and we just give the ball away, and thankfully they didn't have the quality to hurt us at the end.
Over on the far left hand side, you've got Johnson on towards Ibe. Ibe just brought onto the field, short pass to Coutinho, back out to Ibe near the corner flag. Looks at taking on his man Phillips, drags him into the box, rolls it though. Ricky Lambert's opportunity comes out to Gerrard. Can Gerrard finish it here? Oh, he's just whiffed one past the post.
Good defense. Well, Jordan Ibe had an impact straight away there. Got heavily involved, got the byline, pulled the ball back. Ricky Lambert couldn't quite get there. It came out to Steve Gerrard, whose shot was deflected from the Liverpool corner. Good move. Well done, Jordan Ibe, straight away.
Gerrard pointed straight away to the corner flag, and everyone in the cop.
We haven't heard the cop sing today.
No,
so,
not at all.
So that's the first time. I think it's so quiet.
Liverpool's number 8 corner from the right in towards a dangerous area, saved on the line by the keeper.
Again,
Rob
you've
Green.
Got to be following it. We're talking about that a whole. You've got to follow them in.
Dejan Lovren, but QPR on the break with Charlie Austin. Lovren's got back in front of him.
We're okay now.
Yeah, there's enough players back. Austin wide to Jan. Jan to Austin again. And then back into their own half and Clint Hill.
Good save, but again, if you've got a little sniffing in the box, Steve, it's a tapping, isn't it? It happened the other night on 3 occasions at Hull City. The goalkeeper's parried there. QPR now, obviously, Norwood's and Moore are coming on. They've got him and Austin up front. They're going to throw more men forward. Got to be able to defend.
Rangers getting another corner from the right hand side. Matt Phillips earning it off Glenn Johnson. It's a clap of the hands by Chris Ramsey, the Queen's Park Rangers head coach, who's still pacing around on the edge of the area. At the same time, Brendan Rodgers is telling one of his subs to get back down the line. I think he's thinking of another change as well.
Lucas, it'll be, I'd imagine.
Look, Queen's Park Rangers corner from the right, and an opportunity for them to equalise, and they've done just that through Leroy Fer. The corner volleyed home by Fer in the centre of the penalty area, and a set piece has been the undoing of Liverpool. Liverpool should have been 2-3-4 ahead in this game, and they find themselves at 1-1 with Queen's Park Rangers.
Well, that's what, if you don't kill the game off, it'll bite you on the backside, I said before, and you can smell something happening with the they've had three corners in quick succession. Just didn't deal. They had four men. We were zonal marking along the 6-yard box. They had four men in an area. When the ball's out swinging, then four players aren't going to get to, if you see. And it's a good corner by Joey Barton. And no one nowhere near. He's just stuck a leg out and volleyed. No one's nowhere near him. There's no one within 5 yards of him in that 18-yard box. And that's why he scored.
Well, Fur just powers it right through the centre. Yeah. Mignolet slightly unsighted.
Awful.
When he tried to react, he couldn't get his hands to it. It's Sterling, ball down the right wing. Henderson charging away to get to it. He does. Unlucky. First, looks to cross in, hits Richard Dunn, and it's out for a corner kick to Liverpool.
Unlucky. To be fair to Jordan Henderson, he's not give up the, you know, give up on anything. He's really worked hard today. His corners have been good. Can this one be good?
From the right-hand side, Jordan Henderson places the ball in front of the Kop end. It's been a quiet Kop today. They've been subdued and more focused on hoping the team can just progressively raise levels. But it's 1-1 here at the moment. Lovren heads it.
Oh!
Dangerous area.
Yeah, penalty.
Penalty kick conceded. Steven Gerrard step forward. Yellow card for Anua.
It's a silly free kick because nothing's happened. No one's going nowhere. What's Anua thinking? You know, it's a great header back by Lovren, and he's pulled him back. You can see from there, he's got his arms on his shoulders. What's he thinking of after them getting back into the game? You know, he's just pulled him to the ground by the looks of it, and it's a penalty for Liverpool, which Steve Gerrard will take.
Gerrard Kopen. Steven Gerrard looking for his 184th Liverpool goal. He would go in front of Robbie Fowler if he scores this in the all-time list. It's saved by Rob Green. Well, another bit of the fairy tale ending dashed as Steven Gerrard in front of the Kop is denied a goal then. And do you know what? It wasn't a good penalty. Watch it again. He hits it too near the keeper.
Yeah, it wasn't one of Steve's. It's a good save. Headed to the keeper.
Henderson takes the resulting corner. The header goal was as wide of Rob Green's goal. Well,
one of those where I thought, I smelt the equaliser and I smelt the miss there. And
what do you smell now?
1-0. Thankfully, nothing more than that.
Me too.
Chance is deep.
Helps win the ball. Taken down by
Anua.
That's a card and any shadow
red
of a
card.
Doubt for Nedim Anua.
He's off.
It's a second yellow, which is a
poor.
A red, so they go down to 10 men.
It's poor,
is sent off.
It's as cynical as it gets, really, isn't it? Jordan Ibe's well away and he's chopped him, you know. It could have been. Some people might have given him a red card for that. Anyway, he's off. He's only getting a one game ban, but it's as cynical as it gets, isn't it? He knew what he was doing there. As you see, he's away. Oh, it's a poor, poor challenge.
Said to you at the start of the game, John, didn't I?
You did,
Wouldn't end with 22 men this game. Not only because the referee, but I think that QPR side were a little bit heavy-handed.
Nice.
His eye to Sterling, edge of the box, took it first time. Couldn't get it on target, he snatched it.
Jordan Ibe's done really well since he's come on, Steve. He looked a threat down that that left-hand side. I wonder why he didn't start with him instead of Glenn Johnson. I think we had enough in our armoury. You know, mind you, having said that, he did go flat back four. So it might have been difficult for him to play in that position, yeah.
Coutinho, can he get a winner from here? Well, he's hit a shot which has come off Richard Dunn. He knew nothing about it, and it goes out for a corner.
Well, can Lovren or Skirtle get the head on this one? Oh, Ricky Lambert, it'd be nice if he got a goal off here, but let's see.
That's on the left wing, corner for Coutinho, in swinger. Steven Gerrard is penultimate home match for Liverpool, and he might just have scored the winner over Queen's Park Rangers. Arrives to meet Philip Coutinho's corner, and after missing a penalty 5 or so minutes ago, he's definitely made up for that moment. A wonderful header into the corner, and 3 points probably delivered from it. Sighs of relief all round.
Great run, great corner, great finish, great player.
And a content look on his face now. He didn't have that smile 5 minutes or so ago on his face.
That's a bit of bottle though, isn't it? He wanted it, he knew he missed a penalty, which we all miss, and he wanted to make amends, and he wanted it more than anyone else. He's put into an area where you've got to want it, you've got to throw your head in there, and Steve did that, and it was a smashing goal.
Pass on the head by Jordan Henderson to Steven Gerrard. And an important goal for him. Gerrard surpasses Robbie Fowler's goal-scoring record. He moves up to fifth in the all-time list. Jordan Henderson now. Many people leaving. It's been a quiet afternoon, but Liverpool looking like they're securing
nice
the 3 points.
Great
1-2, an interplay between Henderson and Coutinho. Coutinho now crosses. Ibel meets it on the header, but he's gone near post. Down into the floor went that header and caught by Rob Green.
Lovely, lovely play on this side. Yeah, what a good move. Great run at the back post from Jordan Ibel. He's been terrific since he's come on. You know, that's a positive going into next year. He's going to be a good player for us next year. Important squad player for us next year.
Well, go on, name your motor range man of the match, John.
Let me have a little think, Steve. Carry on commentating, mate.
All right.
Oh, it's all over.
Steven Gerrard's header is the winner in his penultimate home game for
Steve
Liverpool.
Gerrard, man of the
Liverpool
match. How about
two,
that?
Queen's
just to annoy
Bar
a few people
one.
Who care, giving him all the time. We haven't given it for a while. He missed the penalty, and what a man. He steps up and gets the winner out of not Steve Gerrard. To be fair, he's had a good game. Henderson had a good game. Coutinho done all right. You know, Ricky Trout, you know, run a long figure up front. Defended all right with it in the corner. Yeah, Steve Gerrard giving it.
So, Steven Gerrard, the motor range man of the match. Liverpool 2, QPR 1. How do you feel they performed today, John?
We got ourselves in a mess. You know, it was a game that we should have won very, very comfortably, Steve. Very, you know, Lallana missed a golden opportunity. Sterling missed as big of a sitter that you're probably going to get. We missed a penalty, and that's some, if you don't take them, it could have been 3-4, 5-1. You know, and we didn't. And then they get a goal out of nothing, and then you think, well, we've seen games like this before happen. And you know, especially when we missed a penalty, thought, yeah, well, just that's it now. Chance is gone, but oh, that's Steve Gerrard for you. He misses that, and you could see how gutted he was when he missed the penalty. It wasn't one of his best. But then a corner comes into the box and he wanted it so, so much. Ball coming, and I know how he feels. That's my ball. And I'm going to get that ball and I'm going to score that goal. And that's what he did. So, we got away with it. I've said that we deserved it thoroughly, don't get me wrong, but we got ourselves in a mess and we got out of it through Steve Gerrard wanting it more than anyone else in the corner. Jordan Ibe done terrific when he come on. Post-match.
He's very determined, especially after the penalty. You sometimes find a lot of players that when they miss a big penalty like that, normally their game goes and their confidence goes, but he's the total opposite. He's one of a unique group of players that whenever they need to respond, they normally do, and an outstanding header, and obviously gets us the win.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 600 60.